Good evening. I don't know if it made the stir outside the United States that it made here. But last Monday night, the big headline in the evening papers and on the telly was one that the poor fellows who write headlines must have felt awfully grateful for.
In a tiny radio studio in the center of New York, Alastair Cook begins his weekly Letter from America in a voice that has enchanted millions of people on five different continents. At first glance, he looks like a favorite uncle from out of town, white-haired, elegant, superbly cosmopolitan. He exudes an air of civility and trust, a man you can believe in, depend on. In nearly 40 years as a writer, journalist, and lecturer, Alastair Cook has carved out his own special place in broadcasting history.
During the end of the war, I was doing for BBC a weekly 15-minute talk, which was geared entirely to the war effort, of course, called American Commentary. And when the war was over, the man who was in charge in New York of BBC, Lindsay Wellington, who had become a great friend of mine, he got back to England and he found not the jubilant mood he'd expected, because Harry Truman cut off Lend-Lease and there was less food, less clothes than there'd been during the war. So 45-46 was a bad winter, and he said, you know, people are so fed up with the war, they want something else. Now, let's set up a talk of your own, a weekly talk, not on anything, on all the things that you've talked to me about America, about children, history of ice cream, the chemistry of the New England fall, and so on. I said, fine. So they set it up for 13 weeks, and at that time, Britain was very strapped for a convertible currency. I don't believe you could take out more than £10. So they said, if it goes very well, we'll put it on for another 13 weeks. So it had response. And at the end of that time, they put it on for another. And they said, but don't get excited or swelled head. That'll be the end. 26 weeks is the end. So I think they forgot or something.